"Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why do you doubt?" And this verse right here kind of spoke to me, because it was about a couple years ago. I was struggling with like a lot of depression, and my epilepsy kind of took over me, and like I was really angry at God and saying, you know, I pray to you, take this away from me, but it just seems to get getting worse and worse and worse. I just got my license, and then it gets taken away from me. Why do you do this? And it was about maybe a couple months after, I still was wondering, and just like 2 a.m, just the randomest time, I started crying in my living room, and I felt Jesus speak to me saying, "I have bigger and better plans for you. This is the road you're going to have to take, but don't worry. I have you. You're my son. Everything's going to be okay." And so I had to remember, you know, he created me. He knows my life and what I'm going to go through. And so that's pretty much all I really had today. It wasn't a lot, but it's what I felt like Jesus wanted me to speak about and wanted me to tell you guys about, because it's something that really impacted my life. So with that being said, Zach.
Is it on? It's not. Oh, it is on. Whoops. What up? How y'all doing today? I can tell y'all are lively. So, he actually, I didn't know he was going to say that, and I was going to read out of Matthew, and I was going to say that. I was going to talk about Peter, and wow, that's awesome. Okay, so, faith. It's believing in things that are not, you know, believing without seeing. And that's really hard, because I can see someone. I see Colton. I believe in you. I see everyone here. I believe in you. I don't see God. How am I supposed to believe? It's faith without seeing. So, basically, I'm going to read out of Luke, and it's Luke chapter 8, verse 13. And this is Jesus speaking. So, those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while in the time of testing, and then they fall away. You know, there's times in our lives that it gets hard, and you don't even want to wake up in the morning, and you absolutely have no hope at all. You have no hope at all. And yeah, it's great. We have faith. We're on fire for God. But then something bad comes along, and then what happens? Oh yeah, sorry. You know what? You said this. I'm a Christian. I thought everything's supposed to be cool. It's supposed to be okay. Cool. Awesome. Well, I'm out of here. Yeah. No. My life's horrible now. I'm gonna give a little testimony of kind of what I did. As some of you may know, my mom has stage 4 cancer. She was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. And life was going great. I thought everything was okay. You know, we're over here, we're on vacation, we went to Colorado. Actually, that was horrible. No, Colorado was horrible. We were in a freak blizzard in the middle of May. We're over here driving. It's nothing but, it's like, oh, look, this is so pretty. Oh, wait, no, blizzard. Okay, well, that's awesome. Where did this come from? Golly, it was horrible. And then, oh, yeah, my dad thought it was a good idea to drive a Prius to Colorado. P-R-I-U-S, Prius. Great gas mileage, yeah, that's totally. But when the car is riding lower than a gangster's car, I'm sorry, it just doesn't work like that. Okay, so we're over here and we're, you know, riding around, top down. No, I'm just kidding, we don't have top down. We're riding around and Colorado, it was cool, and school, it was a great school year. It was awesome. It was great. to my attention, I had no idea my mom was in pain 24/7. And that was the hardest thing, because every day I wake up and she's in pain. She's drinking Pediasure because she can't eat real food. And this is the reason why. They found a mass in her colon that was preventing her from digesting foods. And it could have killed her. And we went in there, came home that night. She went to the emergency room not thinking anything at all. Just like totally like, it was like, it was just like, me and the girls went to bed. We went to sleep, and our dad comes in 12 a.m. in the morning, knocks on my door, says three words, and says, "Mom has cancer." And it was like, boom. It was like, what? It was like, wait. And he's sitting there on my bed, a 40-year-old man, flowing tears, and you say that my mom has cancer and that they don't think she's going to make it. You know, and I'm sitting there in my living room, and my dad went to the hospital. I'm waiting for my grandma. And I'm just sitting there, why? Why does this have to happen? You know, I thought I could live. I thought I could, me and my mom and all my family could just live and be happy and everything be fine and dandy. I'd go and I'd graduate and everything would be okay. A-okay. Everything would be cool. That was wrong. I was wrong. I got wrecked. Boom. I got wrecked like OU did yesterday. Good Lord. I got wrecked. But it's unbelievable. And and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, me and my sisters are believing. My sisters, throughout this whole thing, knows my mom is going to make it. They know, and they know in their hearts, and they know in their faith, and they're trusting God that my mom's going to live. And I didn't have that. I didn't have that. I was wrecked, man. I was so happy. I was the happiest guy ever. Man, I come to youth group. I come and see all of my family. And I'm not okay, man. Some hard stuff. And it's not easy. Man, God said life isn't going to be easy. He didn't say, here's your cake and your icing too with ice cream with it. He didn't say that. Did he do that to Job? Oh, no, he didn't. No, he didn't do that to Job. Take it back a step. Look at Job. Man, the man lost his family. He lost his kids. He lost his crops. He lost everything. I haven't lost everything. I still got y'all. And my mama's still living and breathing today. With the hope of God. Man, she's a living Lazarus. Man, don't tell me that God doesn't have plans for you. Don't tell me that God can't heal a man. Because what did he say? He said, you get up and you take your bed and you walk. And what did that man do? He got up, took his bed and walked. Don't tell me that he can't take mud, put it on your eyes and heal a blind man. Don't tell me that my mother isn't living and breathing today. Now, can I get an amen? Man, now y'all got me preaching. Goodness. But, man, life is going to be hard. It's going to be some hard stuff. Like, I came into this world thinking, man, I'm going to be playing video games. Man, I'm in college now and doing all this other stuff. I got a job. I got to go make chicken sandwiches for all you people who want chicken nuggets. I swear, y'all comment all the time. Can I get Chick-fil-A sauce? Y'all got, like, chicken nuggets? All the time. Take a break. Go to Cane's. It's some Chinese. Spice up in your life. Come on. Oh, you have that Polynesian sauce? Oh, I love it. Okay. Sweet. Awesome. Okay, so now that's out of the way. Now, can you please turn with me to Colossians 2:7? And this one's, I really like this verse. It's a really good verse, and I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it. So, let your roots grow down into him. So, let let him set with you. Just let him take root in you. And let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Grateful, your faith will grow stronger. Your faith is going to be tested. I'm sorry. We all take tests, okay? I mean, you may make it A+, B-, you know, you never know. But he's going to test you. There's going to be tests throughout life. And then, you know, it's going to test you, and you're going to be like, it's going to come out of nowhere, and you're going to be like, gosh dang it. You got to be kidding me. But, you know, it's a test. And you either have a choice to take the test, take it full-heartedly, and still have that faith in God, still be rooted in Christ. Be Job. Sit there. Sit there with all the negative naysayers and still believe in God and not curse him. Be that guy. Be that guy. And something that I'm going to do the Matthew. Thing is you got to keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes straight on him. Because there's going to be scary things. You're going to be like, oh no, you know, you're going to be like, it's going to be scary. Like, it's going to be really scary. Because Peter was afraid. He was afraid. He was so afraid. If you read in Matthew, he says he was afraid. And he started getting scared. And he fell. And he said, oh Lord, please help me. He took his hand, picked him straight up. Why are you of little faith? Why are you of little faith? Why? What is your reason of little faith? Why? Ask yourself that question. Why do I have little faith? Why am I so little of faith whenever I know that God's got me? He's got me. He's on my back. Man, you know, it's if y'all ever watched Star Wars, you remember when Luke Skywalker was on Yoda's back? Yeah, that's God and you. Yoda, God's going to be on your back, so it's going to be okay. No, do not worry, my son. And now, I'm going to, if you will, please turn with me to Hebrews 10:35. I'm going to read to 39. Okay. So, therefore, do not throw away your confidence. Now, us guys in the room, you know, see a good-looking guy, and we're like, oh, no, we better run away. No, you got to be confident, right? Show the muscles, roll it up a bit. You see that? Yeah, you want it. Okay, which has a great reward. Great reward. For you have need of endurance so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and persevere their souls. So basically that's saying, you know, those who are strong, we're not going to shrink back. We're just going to come back stronger. Like, you hear this all the time. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What you're going through ain't going to kill you. It's going to make you stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, you've been downhills. There's downhills in your life. You're at this low point where you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know what's going to happen when you wake up in the morning. And you feel hopeless. You feel hopeless. And you feel broken and you feel hurt. But you're not hopeless. You God's still there. He picked up Peter. Why can't he pick up you? He can pick up you. It's easy. Oh, I mean, yeah, it's easy. It's God. It's Jesus. It's God, man. I mean, he built this earth. He created this earth, so why couldn't he pick up someone as beautiful as a creature as you? God doesn't see you as a hopeless person. No one sees you as hopeless. We're all children of God. He doesn't see you as hopeless. You're not hopeless. Stop saying that you're hopeless. Oh God, he won't come into my life and change. No, stop. What did he do to Saul, Paul? He turned him into Paul. Oh, what did he do? Changed his life forever. Yeah, that's right. He stopped killing. Yeah. So why couldn't he do that to you? He ain't going to blind you. He ain't going to do all this stuff. But he changed a murderer. Let me just make that clear. A murderer into a disciple and a child of God. Now, isn't that magnificent? So why could he take you, and all of you and turn you into a child of God who speaks the word into the world? It says, go out and make disciples of me. Right? Right? And what is he doing? You're saved through the blood of Christ. And now guess what you get to do? Go out. Spread out. Spread the word of God so they can have that faith. Go out to the hopeless people. Go out to those who have no faith. Go out to those who have nothing and give them hope in Christ and our Lord Jesus Christ. Give them hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Give them that. Show them this. Guys, it's a book. It's a book full of things that are magnificent that you can use day in and day out. Women, children, anybody. This, all you have to do, take a verse. Oh, here's one typical. John 3:16. God gave his only son, so. Oh, golly, I just forgot that. Golly. That whoever believes in me shall not perish but have everlasting life. You say that to a person. You believe in him, you shall not perish. And you'll have everlasting life. I'm sorry, but everlasting life sounds pretty legit. That sounds pretty nice. I'm talking all the chicken nuggets, all the Chick-fil-A sandwiches you want. So, that's pretty nice. So, that's all I've got for you today. But when life is hard and life is difficult and it's coming at you like a train and you keep getting hit and boom, 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 boom. You stand your ground. You stand. You keep that feet. Boom, boom. And you plant. And they're gonna keep hitting you. They're gonna keep hitting you. It's gonna keep coming. But guys, where's God at? Who's holding you? Who's holding you? Who's got you right there? Oh yeah, Yoda. That's right. So when you get out of here and when you go home and you know someone who is hurt, who is hurting, who is broken, who is hopeless, who has no faith and has no hope, I want you to pick up that book, and I want you to go to that person. Thank you for your time.
Hey, guys. So we're going to play a song of invitation, and I'm going to have my invitation team come up. And I just want you all to take in this message. Prepare in your hearts, invitation team, if you all start coming up, kids. You guys have some mountains in your life. They may be really, really big right now, or they may be not so big at all. You know, they're just hills, but there's something you need to go over. Every one of you is going through something right now. Every one of you. Every one of you. Check your hearts right now. Check your hearts. You say, well, my problems, I can't give them to these kids. No. God's prepared in their hearts for you to come forward and to give this to them. God's already done his part in them. Now it's your turn to have the faith. You decide today whether or not you want to come up and give that to them. I don't care if there's one person, 10 person, or if all of you stand up and move. Come forward. Stop waiting. Stop holding back. Have faith. Step out. I just need a little prayer. Great. They're ready. You say, I can't stand up in my seat. You know, I have some physical problems. Raise your hand high. We're coming to you today. We're coming to you today. Look at each other. If some of you guys are, you know, in the crowd and you want to be prepared to pray for other people as well, you say, well, you know, I want to pray for other people. You can come forward as well. This is open to you. Really quickly, if you have somebody to the left of you, I want you to look at them. I don't want you to have any fear. Look at the person to the left of you first and say, if you need somebody to go with you, I will go with you. Look at the person to the right of you. Say, if you need somebody to go with you, I will go with you. I will be that strong person for you. I will hold your hand because we're all family in here. Every one of you. You're all brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't say, well, they're going to judge me for my problems. Everybody's got problems. Guys, I was in a place. I waited forever for God to answer a prayer for me that was taken away several times. But I kept my faith. And God finally said, I'm going to give you that family that you deserve, that you want, that you've hoped for. God answered my prayers and my mountains that I struggled with for years. Not a day, not a week. For years, many years. And those problems that you've had for years, it's time for you to let them go. Be an intentional church. Be intentional. Let it go. Start today. Start new. Start fresh. Don't hold back. Don't be scared. Don't have too much pride to ask for help. This is your life. This is your life with God. Are you going to stand up in faith? Are you going to come forward and say, you know, maybe you don't know Jesus, but today I want to know who Jesus is. I want to know who Christ is. I want to know him. Maybe you said, I thought I knew who Christ was, but I wasn't so sure and I fell to the side. And God, I just need to know who he is. Have faith. Step out. Come forward. Don't be afraid. Grab a friend. Let these kids do what Christ has already put in them. If anybody else is out there to minister, let them do what Christ has already put in them. Don't hold back anymore. Don't leave this building without giving Christ your problems. The band's going to play, and we're going to invite you to come up. Too late, but God's still moving in here. If you want prayer, you can still come up. We're going to be up here. We're going to close this out. We thank you all for coming and for supporting the youth, and you know, all your love that you guys share for us. It's just amazing. We thank you for the way that you guide and that you continue to lead and be examples for our kids. It's just phenomenal. Really quickly, if you are a pastor, a leader, a teacher of any kind in this church, if you will come up as well after the service, we just want to take a minute to pray over you and over this church building. You know, you guys have a great Sunday, and we hope that you'll be blessed, and we're just going to pray it out, okay? Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, You have given us an amazing message and an amazing chance and an opportunity to renew ourselves and to find you, Lord God. And I pray that when we step out of these doors, that we don't leave that here, that we take it with us, Lord God, and that we share this message with anybody who we know that needs it. And we have faith and we have courage to stand up this week, Lord God. Give us courage. And I'm just going to pray for opportunities, Lord God, this week. I'm praying for opportunities to come up that you would test our faith, that you would show us what we're made of in you, Lord. I just thank you for this congregation and for a family that's so loving. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray.